The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome. It's our number two of our radio show. The Yankees refusing to give up. They're not going to pull a Simone Biles and quit on the 2021 season. They make a supersize surprise trade with the Rangers to pick up Joey Gallo. We dust off the Maller report card and grade the trade right now. Big baseball trade. We break it down. Hardo baseball talk in 3, 2, 1, ta-da! Let's make a deal. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we speak softly and carry a big microphone coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and mighty powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from inside your eardrums, providing you marginal sports talk radio all night long, hanging out here at the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you can't stay up all night, listen to the podcast. It's available. The growing podcast minions who listen to the show whenever you want, on-demand listening, the podcast available wherever you find podcasts. The company wants us to promote iHeart's website. But you can get it everywhere. Anyway, our lead this hour comes from the Swap Meet. The Swap Meet Major League Baseball's trade deadline is on Friday. It's a day earlier than most years because the corporate class of baseball don't want to have to work on the weekend. It's really embarrassing when you think about it. I mean, baseball plays games on Saturday. Why don't you just have the trade deadline on Saturday? But no, the executives, they don't really do any work on the weekends. And I know that the league offices shut down on the weekend. All the major sports leagues in Manhattan, Fifth Avenue, most of them headquartered right there, Fifth Avenue, Park Avenue, and they all shut down. And it's been that way for years. You'd think in the modern world with everything going 24/7, that wouldn't be the case, but it is. But it is. So the trade deadline is on Friday, and there are no waiver deals this year. In the past, if you're a baseball person, you know that the trade deadline was bullcrap because you could still have trades after it. You just had to pass through the waiver system, this archaic part of baseball. And so players would be traded right up until the deadline when you had to finalize your postseason roster. Not anymore. What does that mean? I'll tell you. It means that if you want to improve your team, you got to do it before Friday at 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Pacific. And if you don't do it, then you're done. You can't add anybody else through waiver trades. And that means that the deals that are happening, we had a bunch of small trades, couple of medium-sized trades, and one big one. And we only talk about big ones. So Joey Gallo is on the move out of Texas. If you have not heard yet, maybe you're living in a vacuum and you missed it. So Joey Gallo, let me give you the thumbnail recap here. Gallo, a healthy scratch from Wednesday's game for the Rangers, and he is headed to the Pinstripes. The Yankees have picked Joey Gallo up. Multiplayer trade, but Gallo's the big name there, and he is the left-handed power bat that the Yankees were trying to get. Their lineup a little too right-heavy, right-handed heavy. They've got not getting any production out of the left-handed hitters in the Yankee lineup. So Gallo, who has a low batting average and 25 home runs and a decent on-base percentage, he is headed to New York. And in return, Texas will get a package of four minor league players you've never heard of, none of them among the top-rated prospects in baseball. So let us discuss the question. You got a big trade here. What letter grade do we give the Joey Gallo trade? You got two teams involved, takes two to tango. So what trade grade do you give the Yankees and the Rangers? Maller report card time. So I'm going to give the Yankees here. I'm giving them an A. The Yankees get an A. Not an A+, an A. The Rangers, they get a D. All right, so the Rangers get a D. Now, my observations. You've got central casting, merry-go-round, and candy bar. And we'll mix all this together. Make the Baba Ganoush, Ben. We'll make the Baba Ganoush. Now, number one. So when you crunch the numbers from the Yankee side of the ledger, it's hard to criticize the deal. Joey Gallo is just what the doctor ordered for that Yankee offense, try to jumpstart the Yankee offense. And he has, think about this, he has more long balls than all of the Yankee left-handed hitters combined this season. So with one move, they have fixed the problem. Now, the Yankee roster was poorly designed by Brian Cashman, and as Goose Gossage says, the nerds that follow Brian Cashman around. And so when you think of the trope of what a Yankee slugger is, it's the image of Joey Gallo, burly, powerful, Paul Bunyan-like, axe-swinging lumberjack, lefty power, monster masher. And this is the guy. He's able to take advantage of the little league dimensions down the line. And it's been that way. I know it's the new Yankee Stadium, which is becoming the old Yankee Stadium, but it's that little league type setup. It's like Williamsport. If you're a left-handed hitter in that ballpark. And as they say in show business, right out of central casting. Right? They call them the Bronx Bombers for a reason. They haven't been living up to that billing offensively. This is a jolt of caffeine. A jolt of caffeine for what has mostly been, by Yankee standards, a dormant offense. But more importantly, the symbolic nature of this trade is why I'm giving it an A. It is a sign from the front office that they're not going to give up on a postseason dream. The odds are against them. it's not looking good, and they've fallen way behind the pack to make the playoffs, and the Red Sox have certainly played much better, and Tampa Bay much better than the Yankees this season on the field. But that's all you can ask. If you're a player, if you're a fan, you want your front office to not have a defeatist attitude and give up. I know it's very cool to give up now in sports, and you're a hero, and they talk about you on CNN and all that when you give up, but it's a bad omen. This is not the Mariners, for example. The Mariners, who had one of the great wins they've had since Ichiro played there against the Astros, the cheating Astros, and then the front office went and handed the top relief pitcher from Seattle in a giveaway trade to the team that they're supposedly chasing, the cheaters from Houston. That's an incompetent front office. What the Yankees did, that's a good front office. All right, the Yankees get an A. This is addition without subtraction. Not only is it symbolic, but it's addition without subtraction for the big league roster. Minor league talent is there to fortify the big league roster, whether it's by them playing on the big league roster or trading them to get other players who do play on the big league roster. And we say it all the time, and we will say it till the last time we have a microphone in front of us. It is a renewable resource. It is a renewable resource, the minor league system. Every year they have this thing called the draft, and every year you get a certain amount of draft picks, and you, if you do good, if you draft good players, those players get highly rated, and then you can trade them. It happens. It's like a farmer in Iowa planting crops, and then if you manage it right, you get enough rain, and you'll have a bunch of corn or whatever crops you're growing. Now, the second thing here, as for the Rangers' side of the ledger, they get a D. All right, they get it's gallows humor is what it is. The Texas Rangers, now they're a bad team, and they've really fallen off the map here over the last couple weeks. They were bad before, but now it's just embarrassing bad the last couple of weeks or so. But Texas is a franchise who right now is doing the backstroke, and they're not even treading water. They're doing the backstroke, going further backwards into the very bottom of the cesspool. Right, that's what's going on here. They are on the merry-go-round of mediocrity. And this is the kind of move that that teams like this get praised for. They get celebrated. It's a revolving door syndrome. You drafted Joey Gallo out of high school in Vegas. He turned out to be an all-star slugger. You got it right with Joey Gallo. You got your new ballpark, your new shiny ballpark in Arlington. Your other ballpark was fine, but you got another one. Team blows. And you give away Joey Gallo for a pack of scratcher tickets, hoping that one of the four players that you got will end up being as good as the guy you just traded away in Joey Gallo. That's the merry-go-round of mediocrity. And prospects is a sucker's game, and there's a lot of suckers who are sports fans, and baseball fans in particular, that fall for this. Prospects are suspects until proven otherwise. And because so many rubes are amongst us, teams can sell this kind of bullcrap. They always buy the hype, right? These projections, these glowing projections. Oh, this guy's going to be amazing. The next Mike Trout, the next Ichiro, the next fill in the blank. And a lot of people believe the gospel. The reality is that as the sun sets, most of them are not nearly as good. Well, you get average players. Every once in a while, you do hit the lottery. Every once in a while, if you buy a bunch of scratcher tickets, you win some. You win some money. But more times than not, you're not going to win a whole bunch of money. Now, final point. If you look at the Yankees now and the team they've assembled, they're still not done. The trade deadline's not until Friday. But what a murderer's row at the top of the Yankee lineup. If it was a candy bar, it would be the Three Musketeers. And I'm not even including DJ LeMahieu, who's leading off. Now, he hasn't played particularly well this year. Two-time batting champ, but not this year. This is not a year to put on his sizzle reel. But the middle of that lineup, which is not even the middle, it's the 2, 3, and 4 slot in the projected Yankee lineup, that is the Three Musketeers. With that nougat and the chocolate, you've got the number two hitter, Aaron Judge, Joey Gallo at number three, and Giancarlo Stanton at number four. Of course, that's great, but Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton are made out of glass. They're made out of glass. So how many games are they all going to play together? That's a great question. But when they do play, oh, man, imagine a close game and late innings. That is good afternoon, good evening, and good night if all three of those guys are in the lineup for the opposing pitchers. And it's the kind of thing that will give bullpens indigestion, the opposing bullpens, a frolicking good time. Now, there's some saying, well, Gatlo's just a rental. No, that's the Yankees. When he go to the Yankees, it's not a rental. I think he's got another year of arbitration after this, so the Yankees can at least keep him for one more year following this. And then the thing about the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Dodgers, and I had an agent tell me this years ago, that players are shooting themselves in the foot if they don't want to play for one of those teams, because the whole point of free agency is to create a bidding war. And you need the big money, big market teams to be bidding on your services to drive up the price. That's just common business. And so Joey Gallo has the kind of skill set that is the prototypical modern-day slugger. The nerds get orgasms looking at Joey Gallo. He swings from the heels. He strikes out a bunch. He walks a bunch. And when he makes contact, he's got amazing exit velocity. Right, the bat speed and the way the ball flies. Oh, my God. So impressive. So impressive. At least the front offices feel that way, which is really all you need if you're going to be a free agent in a couple of years. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you want to comment on that, you can join us here and join the fun, and we will take your phone calls. There were some other trades in baseball, but they're not sexy. They're not as sexy as the Joey Gallo trade, and so we need big, we need sexy. That's what we need, and so we had that with the Joey Gallo trade. That is why that led the festivities. But some of the other smaller trades, the Oakland Athletics, are they going to stay the Oakland Athletics? Are they becoming the Las Vegas Athletics or the Portland Athletics or the Timbuktu Athletics? Who knows? But the A's made a trade with the Marlins.
Good trade.
I don't know about that. Well, that's a good trade.
Joey Gallo's a 211 hitter lifetime, by the way.
Doesn't matter. He hits home runs. That's all they care about.
And he's left-handed. His K rate is higher than the league average.
Well, listen, you hate him. You do not like Gallo. I like Joey Gallo.
I agree with you. They need left-handed power. The Yankees have no. But they should have also gotten like an Adam Frazier. Somebody could put the ball in play along with DJ LeMahieu.
Nah, see, that's an old take, Roberto. And the modern, they don't care about that in modern baseball. You know that
they got guys that strike out too much and. Aaron Judge and, well, more so Giancarlo Stanton.
Well, those guys are always hurt, though. That's also the problem. Those guys are never there. But I love the trade because, as I said, the symbolic nature for the Yankees is they make the move, and you look at the standings, you're like, why would you make that trade? Like, the Yankees aren't going anywhere. This is a pretty mediocre Yankee
Oh, they're in the
team.
Wild card. They're going for the wild card, I mean, obviously.
Yeah, but they're 8.5 on the rest. So that's the wild card's back to one game, and the Yankees, you know, they're in the mix. They're 2.5 behind the A's, and they're a half game behind the Mariners, who are ahead of the Yankees. So they got a shot, but they don't really look like a real contender. Like that, you don't look at
yeah, no, they're, like, wow, they're not a World Series contender at all. No, but they're playoff contention.
Playoffs? Talking about that wild card, the one game. It's so important to win the division to avoid the one and done situation.
Yeah, that's why the Dodgers got to go out and get Max Scherzer.
Time, the clock is ticking. He's scheduled to pitch on Friday. There's no chance he makes that start.
And then, no, well,
the
no
Nationals
way.
Might not even play. They had their game postponed because of a bunch of COVID cases that popped up.
If you're a team like the Dodgers and you have a stud young catcher in Will Smith, what's the need for Kyber Ruiz? Where are you going
to
put him?
I know. You are trying to trade him desperately. You would
I do not
him.
Understand.
What if they move him to another position, though? Maybe they'll do that. Maybe they're planning on moving him somewhere else. That he's such a good hitter, they're going to move
but
him somewhere
shouldn't
else.
Shouldn't have thought about that? I mean, already? Like, because Will Smith been in the league almost a year, what, year and a half?
More. Seems like more than that. Seems like he's been around longer than that. So the A's-Astros trade, or not the A's-Astros, the A's-Marlins trade. Excuse me, I got my trades mixed up here. The A's getting some help for the offense there. As they, how about the Marlins, did I read right? The Marlins are picking up this guy's salary? Is that correct? The Starling Marte trade? I read that
they're
somewhere.
Picking up the pitcher they're getting back, right? You're talking about Marte?
No, I think they're paying some of Starling Marte's salary. They traded Jesus Luzardo, right? I thought he was pretty good, Luzardo, but I guess the A's didn't think so, to get Starling Marte.
Now, Escobar to the Brewers, that's probably a pretty good trade for their for the Brewers. Their offense is not; it's been struggling all year.
Dormant would be the word. I think. Dormant
yeah,
would be the
he helped word. Tremendously. The Diamondbacks had he was like the Diamondbacks' best player in their crappy, crappy team.
Be careful though. Be careful of the best player on a bad team. Be very careful.
He's an all-star. He's solid though. 22 home runs, 65 RBIs.
We'll see about that. We'll see about that. All right, we'll take your calls. Oh my God, that's some hardcore baseball talk. What you got right there? That was hard-o baseball talk between me and Roberto. Couple of guys breaking down traits. That's what we do.
We're the dinosaurs.
Yeah, we're old school. That's why we're on overnights because nobody's listening, so we can get away with it. Anyway, we'll take your calls. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. If you would like to be part of the festivities, and I got to tell you, I'm pretty critical of most things, but I found a reason to absolutely love one of the biggest stars in sports. He said something that really resonated with me. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and
and a challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and challenge all-star.
And speaking of all-stars, All Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of challenge champion.
Listen to MTV's official challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ben Maller is a man, yes, a big man. He's got his militia and gives them his sporting news. Ben Maller is a man, yes, a big man. Big Ben in the air everywhere for you and me.
We believe in the power of the people in the Maller Militia. Get the most out of the Ben Maller Show listening experience by adding your touch. Take a few seconds to follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our executive producer. He is manning the phones, but he's more than just the call screener. He's the liar, liar, and the menace of the Fox Sports Radio Network. It's the Coop the Loop, Justin Cooper, and he's at UH Bronco Fan.
I want a steamer.
And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
You and I have ever knew Ben Maller is a man, yes, a big.
Sounds like that should be an off-the-air conversation. Sean writes in, says, more baseball. No one else talks baseball as passionately. It's the only reason I tolerate listening to Ben's crap. Well, thank you, Sean. I appreciate that. No, I like baseball. I'm sorry. I like baseball. I guess I'm old. I don't know. I like baseball. Charlie, San Antonio says, Big Ben, I know you and Roberto are honorary Dodger front office members, so inquiring minds want to know what big splash move the Dodgers are going to make to shore up their bullpen. I'm sure they are not just going to stand pat with Kenley Jansen. Well, Roberto's already called a shot with Max Scherzer. I do not believe they will trade for Max Scherzer.
No, they're not going to get Max Scherzer because they don't want to give up Kyber Ruiz. That's the whole problem.
I know. You've traded this guy five times. I believe the Dodgers will make minor moves. Andrew Friedman will go back to his roots in Tampa Bay and trade for a couple of relief pitchers I've never heard of and a starting pitcher who's like a middle-of-the-rotation type starting pitcher. That's what I threw out the name Kenta Maeda. I keep going, that's my guy, Kenta Maeda. They'll bring him back because they can get him cheap.
I heard a weasel word yesterday. They've checked in on Greg Kimbrell.
Oh, they've checked in on him, really?
Yeah.
They give him a text, see how he's doing, see how the wife is, the kids. Biker Mark says, I'm so happy that Roberto was on the show. That was a great baseball discussion. Great baseball knowledge. Look at that. That's an endorsement right there.
Thank you.
Enjoying the baseball talk. Late Night Drug Tester says, when are you going to go on the Inside the Rob Parker podcast? Inside the Parker podcast for hardcore baseball talk. Well, I'd have to be invited. I love Rob. Rob, is he back? He was traveling the Midwest.
Yeah, he's back. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I follow Rob on social media. Rob Parker was like, he was in St. Louis, Cincinnati.
Yeah, he does his yearly travels around the ballparks around the country.
He was in
D.C.
He's a traveling man.
Yeah. That's because he was an old baseball beat writer. Those baseball beat guys love traveling. They love it. They love running up the expense accounts. And who doesn't?
Last time we were at the ugly sweater party there at the Maller Mansion, the old Maller Mansion.
Yeah, that's long gone now.
Rob was there and showed me a picture of him on a camel.
Well, has he been to every continent now, Rob? I think he has, right?
He went to
Antarctica. He said he went to Antarctica. That's amazing, cool. Actually. Yeah.
And he also likes the Golden Girls.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He loves the Golden Girls. He wanted a Golden Girls cruise, right?
That's like a buddy of mine is watching old episodes of The Love Boat.
The Love Boat?
I'm like, you know, there's a lot of new stuff you can watch.
I watch old episodes of Three's Company whenever it's on TV.
Yeah.
You watch like the Regal Three Stooges, Beagle? Eddie, or what else? Like Tom and Jerry cartoons? Or any of that
when I was
stuff?
A kid, I did. I don't know much anymore.
I haven't seen it in a while. I'm amazed at some of the vaudeville stuff, like the early comedies, black and white comedies on TV back in the day. Jonathan in Delaware says, your analogy of prospects being lottery tickets is spot on. A-plus monologue. Well, thank you. Fishing for compliments. Let's go back to the phones. Blind Seahawk fan Emmett is next. Hello, Emmett.
What's up, Ben? How are you doing?
Emmett, if I was any better, I'd be a Mariner, but not a Seattle Mariner, because what were they thinking? My God.
Yeah, that kind of street's screwed. I wanted to call and talk about Aaron Rodgers. You and Coop kind of got into it last hour, and I tend to agree with Coop because Aaron Rodgers, he's, you know, top five quarterback in the NFL. We can all say that. And the thing is, I don't think they should have, like, a full, like, LeBron James saying it. I think that's too far, but, you know, I think his voice should be heard. And then the front office does their job as the front office to decide, hey, would this player be worth, you know, all the assets and the money we'd have to spend? And, like, if he throws the name out
there, his voice is heard. His voice is heard, and it goes in one ear and out the other. That's what happens. You say something, and then that's it.
Yeah, I don't know why they trade for Randall Cobb.
Well, that's a perfect example. You're really making the counter argument. Like, Randall Cobb has a big contract and is a declining asset, but that's the guy that Aaron Rodgers wanted. So they traded to pacify Aaron Rodgers. They traded for Randall Cobb to make him happy, to show that they were committed to helping out Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, my theory is they're just going to go for it all, and then this season, and then if it doesn't happen, or if, you know, something embarrassing happens, we're not seeing Aaron Rodgers in a Packers uniform. That's the plan. And with Randall Cobb, it's just like, I get, like, Aaron Rodgers really likes him, and apparently they have, like, a super good winning record, but you could have gone for a much younger receiver or something. I didn't get the logic on that one.
You sound a little congested. Everything okay there? You got a little cold?
Nah.
No? You sure about that?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I mean, I'm sensitive. Does he sound? Maybe your voice is changing. I don't know. You sound a little, little nasally to me. A little nasally. You're getting hair on your chest now?
Oh, yeah. I've had that for a while.
Yeah, you're a big stud. Look at you. All right. Well, thank you, Emmett. One of the great young callers in sports radio. That is the future of sports talk radio, Emmett. Guys like Emmett. He gets it. He's good.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you, here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ben, did you know the Hall of Fame game between the Steelers and Cowboys 1 week from today? It is
on
Fox.
Oh, my God, Eddie. This is always so exciting. It's so exciting, Eddie. And
yeah,
then when
about,
you watch
for
it.
For about 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's great to see
we
them
all
in their
do
pads
the same
and
thing.
Running
we
around.
Do, we do it every year. We're yep. like, oh, my God, it's football. And you see the uniforms, and they run out in the field, and then they do the big open on TV, and then you're like, okay, I'm out.
Yeah, it's just exciting because, you know, football's that much closer. But did you see Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott left workouts on Wednesday with a sore arm? The team
Uh-oh.
Saying the move to keep him out was precautionary measure, but
precautionary.
We'll see if we see Dak Prescott back on the football field next week against the Steelers.
Did you see J.J. Watt making his mark for the new team there, the Arizona Cardinals, picking up right where he left off in Houston, as J.J. has been placed on the PUP list, physically unable to perform. And I don't think he even made it to a training camp practice. I think he was injured before. He was injured in one of the you know how they measure these guys. You got to run. You got the fitness test before training camp, and put on the physically unable to perform list. And so he was able to play all the games last season, but he has consistently had injuries. He missed 8 games in 2019, 3 games he only played in 2016, 5 games in 2017, 8, as we said, in 2019 because he missed 8. And so he is going to be out, unable to work with his new teammates there in Arizona. It is the Ben Maller Show as we press on, chopping down the overnight hours. So blank is refusing to watch USA basketball because he doesn't want to pay for the Peacock. Who fill in the blank, Eddie. Did you see this story?
No, I didn't see the story.
All right, this is good. You didn't see the story. So blank is refusing to watch USA Basketball, even though he wants to watch USA Basketball, because he will not pay for the Peacock streaming service.
Is it LeBron James?
That's your guess. All right, hold on. No, that is not LeBron James. Roberto, did you see this story, Roberto?
No, I didn't see that story.
Okay, good. All right, what do you think?
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan. All right, fine answer. Michael Jordan, an NBA owner. He's got all that Nike money. That is incorrect. Koopa Loop, who do you think it is?
Magic Johnson.
Oh, Coop, your voice is changing. All right, you're saying Magic Johnson. Interesting. No, that is incorrect, Koopa Loop. Wow, everyone's voice is changing. The correct answer, I love this, Giannis Antetokounmpo of the NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks. I like a frugal man. I appreciate frugality. And he is such a tightwad. Giannis asked, what time is the USA team playing and what channel is it on? And then when one of the Bucks media guys said, hey, it's behind the subscription paywall here. And he said, never mind, is what his response to that was. So he's not paying. We mentioned the other day that Peacock is getting just destroyed here by the critics. I have not checked it out. I don't know. Is that true? Is that fair criticism? I have not paid for the Peacock. I have watched some of the Olympics. I've checked it out. I don't know how I'm getting those Olympic events, Eddie. Do you know how you can watch some of these Olympics without getting the Peacock? I don't know.
Turned my computer on, and there they are.
They just pop up. Weird. It's amazing how that works.
There's two live events going on in here. Yep.
Yeah? Is that right? Yeah. Okay. So, hats off to Giannis Antetokounmpo.
That's the Peacock.
There it is right there.
Distinct call of the Peacock.
That's right. No relation to Brian Cox, who used to work here back in the...
He did like the birds, though. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's go to the phones. And who do we have? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Let's go to Christina in Spokane. I asked, what happened to Ed from Spokane? We hadn't heard from Ed in Spokane in a while, and Christina is his better half. Hello, Christina in Spokane.
Hi.
Hello.
We've been listening to the show. We just couldn't listen very long because we have to work really early in the morning.
Oh, yeah? What kind of work are you guys doing? Yeah, now you've delivered pizzas. Oh, you're doing landscaping. Oh, yeah. And I have a hat. I have a hat from the landscaping company. You guys gave me a hat. I have it. It's in my hat rotation. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, Ed's right here, too.
The great Ed from Spokane. Ed is a... You're a daredevil, Ed. How many ladders have you fallen off of in your life? A lot of them, right? More than once you've fallen off a ladder.
At least twice,
yeah. Okay.
Probably twice. Seriously injured twice.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm glad
moved into the house.
What's that? I didn't hear. You moved into the house?
I just moved into the house, yeah.
Oh, congratulations. Mazel tov. How's the house? Yeah. Nice house?
Yeah. It's a nice house, yeah.
It's the Ed Mansion.
It's a big adjustment, though, from bachelor life to living in a house and mortgage payments.
Yeah, you got to keep working, right? You can't, no days off.
A lot of stress. You know, Ben, buying a house. Oh,
it's a pain in the ass. I try not to think about it. The way I think about it, let me tell you how I react. Because I agree with you. When I first bought a house, I was like, holy crap, I work in radio, the most unstable profession in the world. But I rationalize it by saying, I don't really own the house. The bank owns the house. I'm just paying the bank. They actually own the house. So if you look at it that way, you know, it's not your problem. It's the bank's problem. You just got to pay the bank.
Exactly. Thank you, Ben. That's good advice.
There you go. I'm here to help.
My dad gave me good advice like that.
Yeah, I'm like a second dad. There you go.
Yeah, like a second dad.
All right. Well, good luck. Keep working there, Ed. But you got to bust your ass. You got to hustle, man. You can't quit.
You quit.
You're not in the Olympics. You can't quit. Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Go away. That's the great Ed from Spokane. So I mentioned last hour. I don't think we paid it off. The fishing expedition. So everyone's trying to figure out the NFL beat writers. I say everyone because the NFL is obsessed with it. Do you have the vaccine? Do you not have the vaccine? And so here are the latest updates on quarterbacks because they're better people. All we care about quarterbacks. So the story out of Baltimore, one of the TV stations in Baltimore reporting Lamar Jackson's missing the start of training camp because he's got COVID. And it's the second time he's had COVID and he didn't have the vaccine. So they're making a big deal about it, even though you can still get COVID with the vaccine. Also, Ryan Tannehill, a relatively, how would you describe Tannehill? I don't know. He's bounced around. I don't know. I can describe his play. But anyway, Tannehill went on the record and said that he was forced by NFL rules to get the vaccine in Nashville, but he did not want to get the vaccine, but the NFL rules forced him to. And then you had Carson Wentz. A lot of NFL media types upset with Carson Wentz. The Wokesters are not happy with the Colts quarterback because he declined to say whether he was vaxxed or not. He said it's a personal decision, which, by the way, it is. So a lot of the NFL media types, virtue signaling types, are very upset with Carson Wentz for not saying he's vaccinated, because that they've determined that means he's not vaccinated, which is probably true, but you know, so what? Anyway, all right, straight ahead. We have Mallard to the third degree. Here's the Insta trivia. We go back to the well one more time. There's a lot of trivia questions about Shohei Ohtani, but the Insta trivia. So the Angels pitcher slash outfielder Shohei Ohtani has three home runs of 460 or more feet this season. That is tied for the fourth most in a single season, tracked by StatCast. That only goes back to 2015, behind Giancarlo Stanton, who's done it twice, and blank. That is the instant trivia. Again, Shohei Ohtani, he's got three home runs that have gone 460 feet or better this season for the Halos. That is tied for the fourth most in a single season, tracked by StatCast. They only go back to 2015, behind only Giancarlo Stanton, who's done it twice, and blank. That's the instant trivia. The answer next.
Ohtani!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Ben Maller Show is scientifically proven to help make time fly by while working the third shift. We have a track record of almost 20 years of nocturnal service. Help support our daily battle against insomnia by following us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We need your support. And I'm live in the Fox Sports Radio studios. It's Ben Maller.
Shohei Ohtani of the Angels. He's hit three home runs of 460 feet or better this season. That is tied for the fourth most in a single season, since tracked by StatCast, which only goes back to 2015, behind Giancarlo Stanton, who's done it twice, and blank. Fill in the blank. That is the question. What is the answer? Late night drug tester going with the iconic John Nunnally. Good name. Oscar Carney Lansford. Remember when he played back in 2015? Who else? We have Laffy Taffy going with Pirates legend. You can look him up on Baseball Reference. Johnny Dickshot as his answer. Who else do we have? Page down here, page down. Yasiel Puig from Just Josh, one of the Cincinnati bros. Midnight Walker going with Tiger legend Al Kaline. And Rob in Iowa says the White Rat, Whitey Herzog, is the way to go. Freddie Patuck from Wally in Florida. Matt Holliday, tossed out by Manic Mike in the Music City. Who else do we have? Benny the Jet Rodriguez, of course, got to be Benny the Jet. That's a legend, a Sandlot legend. Guessed by Gil, that is his answer. Jacob from Japan's going with Jenny Finch. Remember, a very popular softball player, Jenny Finch. Baseball players loved her when she'd go to the All-Star game. Who else do we have? Paige Dan. Al Bundy from Mark Mann, the Bronco fan. Hobby Bobby's going with Albert Pujols, the Prince. Mickey Mantle from Johnny Q. Do you have an answer, Eddie? Please, I need an answer.
I do. It is 2015 Red Sox All-Star Brock Holt.
Oh, of course, Brock Holt. No, that unfortunately, that's incorrect, Eddie. The correct answer, a man who's likely to be traded before Friday, Trevor Story of the Colorado Rockies.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
And here we go, third degree time, Kubaloo.
On Tuesday, Kyle Shanahan stated pretty clearly that Jimmy G is the 49ers starting quarterback and there is, quote, no open competition in training camp. Ben, do you think Trey Lance has any chance of starting this season?
Well, not at the beginning, but I'm nodding my head yes that he's going to play. There are two ways that Trey Lance starts. Number one, the most likely scenario is injury. Jimmy Garoppolo is built like a wet paper bag. He is injury prone. Every time he has played, at some point, the injury bug has bitten him, and that's why the 49ers are ready to throw him overboard. So obviously go with that as the most likely scenario. Secondly, the 49ers, let's say they stink, and it's the Rams and Seahawks and the Niners are in a dogfight to stay out of the cellar with the Cardinals, and Jimmy G, you know, say stays healthy but underachieves, there will be pressure on Shanahan to give Trey Lance some late season starts to see whether he's the man or not and get him some in-game experience down the home stretch. So I believe we will see Trey Lance at some point this season. Next!
So the Pac-12 commissioner made some comments on Tuesday that opened the door for potential expansion, noting that they've had, quote, significant inbound interest from many schools. Ben, do you think we're about to see the end of the Big 12 entirely?
Well, the vultures are out, right? Poaching at the rotting flesh, poking at the rotting flesh there, that what's left of the Big 12. The Pac-12, and also the ACC, throw them in. They've got to try to stay up with the SEC, keeping up with the Joneses. And there is a new sheriff in town. The Pac-12 has apparently a legitimate commissioner who's actually trying to win at big-time football and basketball, unlike the other bozo who was a tennis guy before. So that's a ray of hope. But, you know, as for who the Pac-12 could add, and they've always traditionally been, we want to stay on the West Coast, it's the Pac-12, but I would say Texas Tech, Baylor. If you're the Pac-12, go big. Go Texas Tech, Baylor, TCU, Oklahoma State. Add all of them to your conference. Make it the Pac-16, have two eight-team divisions, but the Big 12 is in the endangered list for sure. And we're eventually going to have just a few 30-plus team, like super-duper leagues within a couple years. Next!
The NBA announced this week that they are implementing new rules forbidding non-basketball moves to draw fouls. So like kicking of the leg, sudden change of direction, stuff like that. Ben, do you think this is going to have a significant impact on the game?
Well, it's going to annoy the hell out of a bunch of people. This is the James Harden rule. Some are calling it the Trae Young rule, but James Harden has been doing this before Trae Young. Trae Young's like a copycat of James Harden. Harden mastered. He has a master's degree in body manipulation as a contortionist to get foul calls. And Trae Young and others have also done that. These guys are going to need therapy dogs by the time the NBA is done. Now, whether this actually happens or not, you know, it's one thing to say it, but then to do it, players are going to a blind rage. They're going to huff and puff and become psychopaths if that happens. But I think in the end, we're still going to see the headline guys get away with it. They're not going to call it on LeBron. I think Harden will still be able to get away with it. They'll be given the benefit of the doubt. How do we do, Coop? Quickly!
You pass this edition.
That's a winner at the buzzer!
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.